Well, warm temperatures to continue, unseasonably warm this week. And yesterday didn't turn out so much to be rainy days and Mondays, although if you're up early enough, like Rich Jones is typically early in the morning, you saw some of that rain in the showers, primarily before sunrise, and things dried out quickly. The sun came out and the temperatures soared. We hit 87 degrees yesterday, which not only broke the record for January 30th, the daily record, in other words, but it broke the January all-time high temperature of 85 degrees. So hitting 87 is now the new January record high in Jacksonville, breaking the old record of 85 degrees last set on January 3rd of 2020, so just a few years ago. Impressive then that it was early in January, but really warm. And of course, it has really caused the pollen to burst. We had the big freeze at Christmas. We had a couple of other frosts and freezes since then, but we've also had these temperatures that have been soaring. And so the pollen has just been waiting because it was significantly arrested, if you will, by those freezes, but now it's just ready to explode, and that's exactly what's happening. It's primarily pine pollen now, though there are other allergens, no doubt, anything that blooms, but pine pollen right now, you're seeing it, you're living it, you're breathing it. You're sneezing it, right? Many are anyway. And then oak pollen follows quickly behind. So the next 6 to 8 weeks, from an allergy standpoint, can be quite miserable around the area this time of year. Now, temperatures are going to stay above average the next few days. Depending on how quickly we can dissipate the fog and get back into the sunshine each day will highly dictate just how warm the temperatures will get. But of the next few days, the warmest day now looks to be Thursday ahead of an approaching cold front. Having said that, we'll be 80 plus, at least for inland areas today and tomorrow. Beaches will have a tendency to be cooler. We'll be flirting with record highs. The average is just 66 or 67 right now, and we're well above that. Today's high in the low 80s, the record is 84, set back in 1982. Tomorrow's record is 83, set in 2002, and Thursday's record is 84, set in 1990. And then finally, a strong cold front rolls across the area Thursday night into Friday, and with that will come some rain. Again, we can always use the rain this time of year, but also helps cut down on that pollen, at least briefly anyway. And the shower should be diminishing Friday afternoon and evening. And then behind that will come a little bit of a mini nor'easter, local nor'easter as we like to call it here in Jacksonville, in northeastern Florida. That's a sharp wind off of the Atlantic. The water temperatures are still only around 60 degrees, and that will highly dictate our temperatures in the upcoming weekend, which will not at all be warm. So we'll go back to a little bit more of January-type weather. Now, the overnight lows won't be particularly cold because we'll have a breeze and there'll be some clouds, but daytime temperatures will only be 60 to 65 over the weekend. It'll be quite chilly, and at the beaches may even be several degrees lower. And with onshore winds, we may every once in a while have a shower coming in off the Atlantic over the weekend. So not a particularly pretty or at least warm weekend ahead. Big changes after a very warm few days ahead now as we start out in January and start out February. And speaking of ending, we have ended our before 6 p.m. sunsets. Sunset yesterday at 6:01, today at 6:02, so after 6 p.m. now. We, of course, continue to gain daylight by Valentine's Day. Sunset will be at 6:14. By March 11th, it's at 6:32 p.m. And I mentioned March 11th because the next day, on March 12th, we spring forward 1 hour. Sunrise then will be after 7:30. So this is the time of year as we go through the next few months, especially as we get it later into February and March and early April, we gain a lot of daylight each and every day. And remember, today, too, is the last day of National Blood Donor Month. Doesn't mean you can't give blood after today, obviously, but it's an attempt to heighten awareness of the need for blood. Giving the gift of life, I managed to do so here at CBS 47, Fox 30, 104.5 WOKV Studios. We had the red bus in the parking lot yesterday. It'd be great if you could do the same today or any day, for that matter. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News, Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.